I'm sitting here with Marla Ballard, and you are from Des Moines, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a pretty exciting day for you today. Can you tell me kind of...
Still ain't sunken yet.
Walk me through the process, and I know your neighbor Ron here, and Ron, what was your last name again?
Hubbard.
H-U-B-B-A-R-D?
Yeah, just like old mother.
Perfect. Kind of walk me through just your guys' routine, I guess you would say, kind of.
What? We wait until it's, what, about 100 million before we even play, and then we come over, or, well, I should say he comes over, and says he's going to go buy the tickets, so we give him money, he goes buy his tickets, he buys our tickets, but like I said, we only play when it's up.
Right.
I play all the time.
Yeah. He does.
And Ron, you like to play your own set of numbers.
Yes.
You've got your play slips,
right, yeah.
And then Marla, you just kind of...
I do easy picks.
Whatever the computer gives
you,
right?
Yeah.
So you got these tickets on when? It was
the 13th.
13th,
yeah. Yeah, and stuff. And so where I normally get tickets at... there's two quick picks I stop. Quick trips.
Right.
And I get them, also get them at my grocery store.
Gotcha.
And stuff. And so where... Those are basically the only places I buy them. You know, I QT when I get in there to get gas, and then I try to make it around the time where I'm at the grocery store. Is that because I take all my so-called winning tickets to the grocery store to cash in? I take in about 10 tickets at a time, and I think the most I've won lately on those tickets has been $10. I normally only get the Powerball or the Mega Million.
Right. So you get this ticket. You're helping Marla out because you're already going to the store.
Yep.
And so
he goes to the store, picks them up, brings them over when he comes back home.
So did you get them the same day that he bought them then? Okay.
Yeah.
So walk me through the night of the drawing, or when did you find...
Actually, he's the one that let me know to check the ticket.
I saw in the news, was it last night?
Yeah.
About someone in Des Moines, Iowa won. And so where I have a... Sorry, I got a routine on Thursdays and Sundays.
So he wrote down the numbers.
Yeah. So you had a routine of checking numbers. You said Thursday, Saturday.
Yep.
So kind of walk me through that.
So he wrote down the numbers on his notebook. Brought it over this morning. And we compared, and it was like, no way. No way. No way.
So you just found out this morning.
Yes, I just found out this morning. And then I'm like, researching online. Five winning numbers. Okay. No, that says million. No. I'm calling.
I would too.
So I called and I said, okay, I think I'm a winner, but not sure. And then somebody wrote me the numbers, and I'm like, okay, I got the five, but not the Powerball.
For the Mega Ball.
The Mega Ball. And no, that's a $1 million winner. And I'm like, oh, do I need an appointment? And she goes, no, you don't, but we're going to make one anyway.
Never hurts.
And ta-da, here we are.
So you never went to a retailer, you never checked it, just verbally over the phone and with the numbers that you had written down.
Yeah, every time I get I get them tickets, I take the numbers over to them. I've got a notebook.
You know, you're so used to just throwing them on your refrigerator, you just really don't pay attention until someone comes over and says,
that's a good neighbor looking out for you there.
Yeah, he said somebody in Des Moines had won, and I'm like, okay, well, let's check. I mean... Nope.
Here you are.
Because I always thought going into the stores and buying them, and you know, other states win the big stuff. You know, when it was come here, you know, and stuff. And so where when I saw that someone in Des Moines won, you know.
And at a QT, and you buy tickets at a QT.
And he was over first thing this morning, too. And I'm like, who'd be knocking at our door this early in the morning?
Did you believe it, Ron, when she checked it and was like...
Had a hard time. I was a little teed off.
Why wasn't it my ticket?
Right, you know, and stuff, and so where is that? But yeah.
I think you gave her the wrong ticket.
Darn easy picks versus picking your own, man. You know, every set of numbers has the same odds of coming up, so honestly, right. They all have the same right. odds of winning
that's,
or not
that's
winning.
That's why
so.
Usually you just, you know, kind of throw them off to the side and say, oh, yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm going to win anything.
The day before you die?
Stop.
One heck of a day, right?
Stop. You only got a year to.
Yeah. So now, Marla, is it just you at home, or do you have a spouse or anybody else?
He's my significant other.
Okay. And what is his name? What's your name?
His name is Jim.
Okay. Same last name?
No.
Okay.
No,
so,
we're not married.
Oh, that's okay.
No.
Lifelong buddies, right?
We've known someday. Each other for quite a while.
So, Jim, are you believing all this?
Been an item for what?
I have
eight
nothing
years?
To do with it because I won't see a penny of it.
Oh my goodness! So I assume, Jim, you were at home too when Ron you came over and you checked the tickets and.
I don't pay them no attention. I just
really?
Let them do what they got to do because, like I said, I'm not a firm believer in the lottery.
Right.
I might be now, but. I'm not.
This might change your mind.
I said, now we're going to have to play more often now.
But I might start playing.
Easy picks, maybe?
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to do it the other way. But
so
I'm just not a firm believer. If you don't gamble, you don't lose.
Truly.
I don't go to Prairie Meadows. Yeah. I don't do that.
Absolutely. Right. It's a form of entertainment, optional to play. And
right.
Like
right.
going to movies or going out to eat,
right,
you know.
Exactly.
So now have you shared the news with anybody else or
no.
just kind of the three of you
no,
in
just,
this room?
Just us.
Is it becoming real? Like you're here, you know, we validate the ticket.
Actually, not real yet.
Just kind of
still.
Well, when this lady comes back in and says, yeah, it's good, then it might become
real.
Yeah,
then so we'll be good, right?
It's like, okay, it ain't hit yet, so.
Have you even thought about what you would do with the winnings once you get your check?
Nope. We own our house, so, and the only thing we got going out is truck payments. So, actually, we're pretty good for not being the lottery winner.
Right. So now, do you think you'll share the news with any other family or friends?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't know.
Marla, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
60.
You're 60, and you're just stay at home
yep,
right now?
I'm staying
okay.
home.
Gotcha. And you said you did easy pick numbers.
Yep.
Gotcha there. So, do you think you'll keep playing?
Most definitely.
Go for the big jackpot?
Yeah. Because I tell you the truth, I never, ever in my wildest dreams, look at me, I'm shaking. I'm guessing it's starting to hit. Never, ever thought, ever, ever.
Yeah. It's exciting. It's real, right? The check makes it real.
Yeah.
Right? How do you describe this feeling right now?
Just kind of overwhelmed right now.
Put it in your purse, Marla.
Oh.
Yep, tuck it away.
Put
that
it in
is
your
yours.
Purse. Get it put away and just relax.
Deep breaths. There's no hurry.
Don't fold it.
It's okay.
Put it in your purse.
Now you're a believer, right?
Yep, now. Gonna have that too.
And I'll keep doing my tickets.
And hopefully we'll see you in here soon,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
We'll win again if we're co-conspirators. It's a thing now.
Yeah.
It's a thing now.
Well, what you did worked, so, you
yeah.
know, if it
it's
ain't broke, don't
now.
Fix it. Right?
She needs to keep giving him $20 a week. Even if it don't buy tickets, she can just keep it.
Here for grabbing those tickets
yeah.
for me.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm very excited for you guys. It's very exciting to win a prize of this amount, so... Congratulations, and you got all the time in the world now to just let it sit, think about it, whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah.
So, do you have any words of advice for any other players out there?
Don't give up.
Don't give up. Yeah. Don't give up. And stop throwing them on top of your refrigerator or wherever you're stuffing them. Make sure you're checking them.
That is important. Definitely check your tickets.